Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Abradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Express Your Brain. It's back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Rob Levin, founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find all the things that they do there. Rob, tell us what you do for your customers.
So we have a content development and audience development firm. We help big companies market to small businesses with really cool content programs. That's what we do. With the content on the website, believe it or not, some still do print magazines, which are ironically very successful, events, all of that stuff. We leverage our experience, as you know, 12 years, being a media company that serves the small business market.
Well, the content is really a big deal. You know, I was listening to a guy, one of the cable channels the other day. I'm trying to remember who it was, and one of the big guys. And he said, content is king. And so I just wish more small business owners would take a lesson from you and what you're helping your folks do and realize that you know, let's say that you talked in the last segment about buying an amp, a piece of musical technology from this small business in Indiana. You call them, and somebody answered because you called during business hours. But what if you woke up in the middle of the night wanting to know more about that, and you went to their website, and George wasn't there who plays the guitar. He wasn't there to do that in person, but there was a video of him talking to you. It would have been almost as good, wouldn't it?
Sure, and it would have certainly met my expectation, or maybe even exceeded my expectations for 3 in the morning. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look. You know, we're talking about digitalization. A big part of digitalization is affecting marketing more, really, than any other function, right? Because of the web. And at the end of the day, it's because the way people buy has changed. And this is why content is so important. The way people buy has changed. So, you know, you talk about teenagers, you know, buying clothing. What are they doing? They're going on Instagram. What's everybody wearing? That's content, right? Or in the B2B world, particularly small businesses, they're always looking for a better way to run their business. How do I do this? What do I need to know about email marketing or social media marketing, et cetera? And it's the companies that have the content that are attracting and nurturing those people because they're not calling a salesperson anymore. If you look at the research, a salesperson in a B2B transaction is getting called about 80% through the buyer's journey. So, you know, if you're not getting to them with content or something else, but usually content before that 80% mark, you're out of the game.
You got to have some kind of a connection to them as they go along, and not only get connected but stay connected at some level, because this is what I mean, Rob. As you know, when I talk about becoming irrelevant, somebody said to me one time, I was describing the scenario you just described, and they said, well, can you get these people back? And I said, and I laughed. I said, they're not mad at you. They didn't go away from you because they're mad at you. They went away from you because you became irrelevant. And all you have to do to get them back is become relevant.
And which means what? Which means
what they expect. Expectations, whatever it is.
That's right. And all of these things are within the reach of businesses of any size today. It's amazing how cheap technology is.
Well, and the reason I said expectations, Rob, pardon me for interrupting, the reason I said expectations, because I didn't want people to think that I automatically would reach for digital. You might have a 75-year-old, 80-year-old customer who doesn't want digital. They want you to call them. Whatever it takes,
you should be tracking in a CRM system, which will do all the hard work for you.
Yes.
It'll tell you when to call.
Use digital to find out when to be analog, right?
Exactly. The stuff that can be done by a computer, let that happen so that you can, know, you can be more creative, whether it's how you run your business or whether your salespeople no longer have to remember who to call, right? It's all in there.
Yeah.
And then your salesperson can actually focus on, well, what does this person need? How can I help them? And then you have a customer for life.
That's exactly right. Hey, Rob, I need your website one more time.
RSLmedia.com.
What's the main thing they'll find there?
Go to the blog section. You'll find a lot of content that's written for large companies, but most of it will apply for small businesses
All right.
as well.
Check it out. Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks
Rob,
for having me.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, rslmedia.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.